Addison Sneeberger from the Carnegie FFA chapter will be representing the state of Oklahoma in the National FFA Creed Contest at the FFA convention in Indianapolis this week. Addison won the state FFA Creed Contest this past spring. She's been polishing her delivery since that time. We caught up with her at the National FFA Workout that state FFA members have a chance to be a part of ahead of the national convention. It was held at Career Tech in Stillwater.
It's just something that I've been around my entire life and I've been very passionate about. So when eighth grade year came and freshman year came, being a part of these contests and being ready for it, I was very excited and being very successful. I'm very thankful for that and glad that it went well, and hopefully it goes well in Indianapolis too.
Now, part of this is you also have to answer some questions about the creed after you recite it. What's kind of stuck out in your mind? What has really surfaced as far as the importance of the creed, or what the creed is really saying as you've studied a little bit more?
These creed questions can be very in-depth, and some of them can be very, very simple to answer, but I've learned so much about the agricultural industry, learning about the questions and just trying to further my knowledge in the industry and also the FFA organization, so I can hopefully answer any kind of question they throw my way.
So why don't you go ahead, if you don't mind, why don't you go ahead and recite the creed for us today?
Okay. The FFA Creed by E.M. Tiffany. I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturists. In the promise of better days through better ways. Even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I believe that to live and work on a good farm, or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits, is pleasant as well as challenging. For I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life, and hold an inborn fondness for those associations which, even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly, with such knowledge and skill as I can secure, and in the ability of progressive agriculturists to serve our own and the public interest in producing and marketing the product of our toil. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining, in the life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others as well as myself, in less need for charity and more of it when needed, and being happy myself and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. Thank you.